going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, Heating, and Electric 24-hour breaking news center. Now, fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. Tonight, the Stars welcome the Edmonton Oilers for Game 1 of the NHL Western Conference Finals. KRLD's Kurt Lewis starts our team coverage.
The Stars have home ice advantage in this round, so Game 1 will be right out here at American Airlines Center, which will be pulsing with energy from more than 18,000 Stars fans. As for the Oilers, Pete DeBoer knows Edmonton is an even deeper team this year than the team they met in the Western Conference Finals last year.
They're getting scoring from a lot of different places other than McDavid and Draisaitl, and they still have that element, obviously, every night. So I think it's a lot like the Colorado series where, you know, we can look back at last year, but I think this is a different, better version that we're playing. And I believe we're a better version of ourselves from last year, too.
This place will be humming by the time the puck drops tonight at 7 o'clock. At American Airlines Center in Dallas, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We get a shift change on our Stars team coverage with KRLD's Austin York, who says fans are psyched.
This fan repping the green and white says she caught the fever when she went to the last home playoff game.
Like, it was freaking phenomenal. They did an incredible job. We were stoked to see what the Stars do next.
Lots of fans feel this year just feels different than the last two trips to the Western Conference Finals.
The vibes, the fans. The fans are ready to go.
The way they're able to play together unselfishly, I think, can make them overcome that last step to winning it all.
So the bottom line, what's going to happen?
Pressure's real when you've been there and you're like, is this our year? I'm 50-50.
The Stars in the championship for sure. Stanley Cup champ, absolutely.
From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A traffic light system in Richardson that uses AI has been internationally recognized.
It's called the Distributed Agent-Based Traffic Lights, or DALI, Nexus Traffic Infrastructure. It's something dreamed up years ago by Dr. Raim Wingstern at UT Dallas, and now her Smart Cities Research Lab has results.
Traffic delay dropped by 30 to 40% and 25 to 30% compared to coordinated strategies, and that's a major improvement.
The DALI Nexus was named a Smart 20 Award recipient and selected as a top three best-of-class project globally. Dr. Wingstern wants to implement the system elsewhere in hopes of making that drive time better. Off Central in Dallas County, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Texas one step closer to jumping into the crypto pool. The Texas House gives approval for Senate Bill 21. It would create a strategic Bitcoin reserve. State Senator Charles Schwarzner authored it.
We can appropriate directly money through the budgeting process in a transparent manner into the reserve. In addition, we can take donations by individuals, companies.
And the donations are something State Senator Nathan Johnson has issues with.
I do not want the state to be a tool for an investor. I would close the thing off. No private investment, only legislatively appropriated funds.
Some question the volatility of the crypto market. The bill does have Governor Abbott's support.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Yet another of the 10 inmates who escaped from a New Orleans jail last week has been captured. Now, five fugitives remain at large. The Western Conference Final kicks off at 7 o'clock tonight at the American Airlines Center. Dallas Stars take on the Edmonton Oilers in a heated rematch of last year's playoff showdown. The Fort Worth Independent School District Board decides to close 18 campuses over the next 5 years, a move that includes De Zavala Elementary, an A-rated school. It's drawn significant backlash, as you probably would imagine.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hi, this is David Rankin. When I get up in the morning, I rely on the 20-minute morning briefing to get all of the day's essentials. It's chock full of information with no commercials. And for a wrap on the news of the day, join Kristen Diaz and me this afternoon on the KRLD Afternoon News right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Clear skies, gorgeous, 62 degrees now here at KRLD. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show.
I'm John Little. It is 22 after 7.
And I'm Heather Behrens with the city's population just recently exceeding 1 million. Big plans are afoot in downtown Fort Worth, where $1 billion in development is underway to accommodate all that growth.
Downtown Fort Worth Inc. working with the city of Fort Worth and city sponsors to build two brand new city parks just north of the courthouse.
Paddock Park and Heritage Park. We're going to connect those two and connect both of those to the river and downtown. So it's an exciting new part of what's happening on the north end of downtown.
And the Fort Worth Convention Center Arena is scheduled to be demolished sometime next year. That will make room for more convention space along 9th Street. Also, the Fort Worth Central Library will be turned into residential space. Lots to come in downtown Fort Worth.
That's NBC5's Evan Anderson reporting.
Also in Fort Worth, the city council does not like Tarrant County's plan to redraw political boundaries ahead of the 2026 midterms. The council passed a resolution opposing the county's plan to hire a legal group to lead redistricting. Mayor Matty Parker voted against that resolution, but says that's only because the council hasn't had more time to talk about it.
I don't think we've had a chance at all to deliberate as a body. I know that every councilmember was not contacted. So that's my decision today, but it's not a reflection of my displeasure with the way they've conducted redistricting in Tarrant County. It's not the right way to do it.
Republicans on the commissioner's court say Tarrant County has grown by 300,000 people since precinct boundaries were set up, so they want districts that reflect the current population.
Some experts in Texas are reacting to the president's new tactic to bring down drug prices.
President Trump has put a priority on domestic manufacturing. Now there's a push to include prescription drugs, which experts say would bring down prices. Dr. Clifford Porter with the Texas Public Policy Foundation says most drugs come from China.
If we can get that to the point of generics, we could actually really create market options.
The domestic manufacturing of drugs, he says, would also improve outcomes for patients. There's more quality control here. He argues for a manufacturing quota where drug makers could bid for the right to produce high-demand medications. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
724 now, News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Well, we got a little carryover selling from yesterday's stock market. The Dow Industrials average
If it opened right now, it'd be down 295 points. The NASDAQ down to 109. The S&P average down 30. Now, we can't identify a culprit for at least some of that weakness in the Dow and the S&P. And once again, it's the same old stock, United Health. It's been down over 20. Right now, down $11 a share. So there's about 70 points in the Dow. But they got a downgrade today, but also they're having to deny reports in the Guardian newspaper that they bribed a bunch of nursing homes. They just responded, and United Health says that was investigated by the Department of Justice and was found to be meritless, and that actually caused the stock to bounce off its lows of the day. I mean, meanwhile, it's, you know, where do you watch? We haven't had any news on tariffs lately, and that is a problem. Wall Street had expected to hear some good news. We've got these fresh reports now that Israel is talking about bombing nuclear facilities in Iran, which is very unnerving, and also sending oil prices up about 1.5%, up $1 a barrel right now. But we've also got this ongoing passion play in Washington, D.C. right now about the budget and what's going to happen. The House Rules Committee started moving this mega bill forward at midnight, Texas time, and the talk continues. They're talking about raising the SALT exclusion to $40,000. That's the state and local taxes. They're also working on Medicare, but that's a third rail. They're trying to avoid that. And, of course, this all plays out as we look at a plan that looks to be boosting the national debt by $3 to $5 trillion, which is not what you want to hear if the third rating agency just cut the rating on the U.S. government debt. That's pushing interest rates higher. The 10-year rate now all too comfortably above 4.5%. The price of crude, as I said, up a dollar right now. Gold's up $20.40. Right now we look at least slightly lower across the board. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you, David. It's 7:26 on the KRLD Morning News.
A bill is passed to protect Texas utility workers from unhappy customers.
It will up the penalties for assaulting utility worker to a third-degree felony, for harassing one to a Class A misdemeanor. Linemen in and around Houston sweltered in often dangerous conditions trying to get the lights back on following Hurricane Beryl last July. Rick Levy is president of the Texas AFL-CIO.
None of them were physically hurt that I know of, but they did have weapons pulled on them and things like that. Sometimes that can live with you a lot longer than physical.
He says some linemen had to relocate to another part of the city and commute in to do their work. From the 24-Hour News Center, Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The picture is coming into focus of how much property tax relief Texans will receive over the next 2 years. The Texas House unanimously gives initial approval of Senate Bill 4 to raise the state homestead exemption to $140,000. The bill was authored by State Senator Paul Bettencourt.
So when you combine both, the savings that will come through the state compression percentage and also the savings from the homestead exemption, the estimated savings is $496.57.
But apparently there's more to come, according to the bill's sponsor, State Representative Morgan Meyer.
Having us come to this deal and having this be one part of our property tax relief legislation that we're going to deliver to millions of Texans this session.
There's also talk of additional property tax relief coming for business owners.
Our measles outbreak in Texas is slowing down.
Last week, the state reported only one new case. This week, the Texas Department of State Health Services is reporting four new cases. None of those are in Gaines County, which has been the center of the outbreak. The total number of cases is 722 since January. Health officials say because the virus is so contagious, more cases are possible. People with the virus are infectious for 4 days before and then 4 days after developing a rash. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.